And welcome to Friday here in Brevard County. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And you have tuned in to 91.5 FM to WMIE, Today's Modern Worship. And if you're listening at 10:30, don't freak out. That's WWBC 1510 AM. And then 5 o'clock, we're right back here on WMIE. This program is broadcast three times throughout the day. It's available to listen on demand if you go to WMIEFM.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page to where you will find a tab that says Listen on Demand. You can type in the date. And so normally that is available, I believe, not long after the 8:30 broadcast is done. That is when that program becomes available to listen on demand, and you can download it to your device, kind of treat it a bit like a podcast where you can listen to it then, or you can listen to it at a later time. We want to thank WMIE for making that possible. So we also want to say thank you to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, Air, Heat, and Electric. They are based here in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout the county. Their job is to make sure that people in Brevard County have the power and the air handling capacity that they need to stay warm when it is cool outside and stay cool when it is hot outside. And they have been doing that for 40 years. They provide professional sales, service, and repairs for air conditioning problems, heating issues, and electrical issues as well. They work in residential and commercial settings. And if you are anything like me, problems don't always arise between 8 and 5, and they provide emergency service when that is necessary as well. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. And if you so when you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. It is not if you will find yourself in need. You will find yourself in need at some point in time. 321-632-9538. If I can just throw something out there, a lot of times I share a few things that I've picked up with air conditioners, like changing filters and stuff like that. But every house has power generally because of the outlets, the receptacles that people plug things into. If you like having that power there, I want to encourage you, don't just jerk cords out of the wall. What that does is it damages the contacts inside that receptacle, and it causes your power to be not as consistent as you would like it to be. And so it can fluctuate and be very frustrating if it works at all. And so we've had some outlets before, and I remember watching a person just reach over and jerk out a cord and of a vacuum cleaner. This goes back a number of years ago. And didn't think too much of it at that time, but I knew that it was a brand new outlet, and went to use that outlet myself and realized that it wasn't working. And it's like, that's because people jerk the cords out of the wall. So save yourself a future electric repair bill by treating those outlets with some TLC. But Weirich Air, you are a blessing to the community. You're a blessing to the Refresh Radio program, and we recommend them for your heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. So we are back in 1 Kings chapter 10. Yesterday we got all the way through verse 1, but it was a verse that I had been quickened to me in the past. I thought it might be beneficial to somebody here on the radio program as well. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse number 1 says, "Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels that bore spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters and their apparel, his cupbearers and his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. Then she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord has loved Israel forever. Therefore, he made you king to do justice and righteousness." We will drop down to verse number 13. Now King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba all she desired, whatever she asked, besides what Solomon had given her, according to the royal generosity. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. So on yesterday's program, we talked about the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord and what a wonderful goal that is. And that when you are living that type of life, people will bring to you their challenges, their questions, the things that are holding them back. And so when the queen of Sheba came to Solomon, she came bearing a great number of gifts, spices. In fact, it says here in this passage that there is never again had such an abundance of spices as the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. She brought a whole bunch of gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. Okay? So these are not just intellectual questions. These are questions of a very personal nature. There were things that were going on inside of her. And she said, I need somebody to talk to about this. She was a queen. He was a king. Both of these people expressed royal generosity. That's a term that we find down in verse number 13. Both of them understood, you know, that they were in positions of great power and privilege. They were in a position to make a difference in people's lives. And so it doesn't describe all of the questions that she had in detail, other than they were questions in her heart. And I will tell you that sometimes it is of great comfort to know that you have someone who is facing the same challenges that you are facing, and that you can express yourself in such a way that they will be able to empower you to be a better servant when you depart. Okay, a lot of people live a very loner lifestyle or an isolated lifestyle, and a lot of other people, people in power, are threatened by other people in power, and so they don't want to help them because of their own insecurity. They might be a person in power, but they may also be very insecure, so that they don't want to give away, quote-unquote, their trade secrets or their secret sauce, if you will, whatever it is that gives them the edge. Solomon was such a blessing that it was impacting the world because of God. It was all because of God. And so the world would not be a better place if Solomon was the only person with that wisdom. The world would be a better place if everybody was operating with the wisdom that Solomon was operating with. It was available to everybody. And so I will tell you that one of the things that I appreciate about speaking into people's lives is that if I share something that empowers you or blesses you or challenges you, I'm none the worse off. I'm better off with more people knowing those things than fewer people knowing those things. If I share something that with you that God has shared with me, I've still retained the very thing that I know, but now you know it as well. And you can go out and share it. In fact, I encourage people that if you hear something good, share it. I'll tell you something right now. I am a blabbermouth when it comes to the testimonies of God. When God does something for you and I find out about it, I want to tell everybody. When God does something for me, in fact, there was a story that I tell. I went to a revival. This was years and years ago. Went to a revival, been to lots of revivals. This one changed my life. And I came back and I was telling everybody about what had happened to me at that revival. And I told so many people, my wife said, "We need you to get a new testimony." And it had only been a few weeks, but she said, you just tell everybody what happened in your life. And we need you to get a new testimony. I pray that we all get new testimonies. So if I hear about a miracle that you experience in your life, I'm gonna share that with other people, because the grace of God that's manifest in your life wasn't just manifest because of how special you are. It's manifest in the body of Christ so that other people will understand the grace of God as well. So she came to Solomon and she spoke to him about all that was in her heart. Now, I do need to give a word of caution here, because you need the discretion of God, the discernment of God, in knowing whom you can have confidence in. Not everybody, not even every believer, is a trusted source. Now, you cannot trust everybody with your most vulnerable aspects of life, because some people will take those vulnerabilities that you've entrusted to them and they will use them as ways to attack you or exploit you or blackmail you. I think that journalists that base their job on anonymous sources, I think they're cowards. I just do. I think that they're looking to do damage to people, and I'm not a big fan of that at all. God is giving his people authority to build one another up. So do exercise caution. I recommend that you have someone in your life. I do not believe that anybody is risen to a place of absolute power beyond accountability. So we have board meetings. We have church business meetings. I've got a presbyter that I account to. I've got friends that I go to make sure that I am being sound theologically. I've got a superintendent. I've got a general superintendent, all of whom I know personally. And I don't view them as threats. I view them as blessings from God. So make sure that if you're going to address the questions that you have in your heart, make sure that person that you're going to is famous because of their relationship with God. Okay? Make sure that they're famous for their relationship with God, because that's what you really want. You want to hear the wisdom of God flowing from somebody's heart. It says, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. So Solomon answered all her questions. OK, Okay. Can you imagine? Okay. Let me just talk to the parents out there that you've lived through the toddler stage. Where are we going? Why are we going? Are we there yet? Why is it this way? Why is it that way? Kids can have an inexhaustible supply of questions. Okay? Everything, you know, when they're young like that, much of what is going on is brand new to them. When they're asking how long until we get there, that's because it is a huge amount of their time, the time that they've been alive, that is being devoted to this journey. You know, is this what my entire life is going to be like? You know, we kind of experience the same thing when we have a several decades worth of birthdays. We realize that the time we have short, or the time that we have left, is much more valuable. We're, you know, closer to the end of the journey than we are to the beginning of the journey. So that time factor becomes something that is much more important to us. But Solomon did not rush the Queen of Sheba through her questions. Didn't say, okay, I've got time to answer one question. Okay, I'll be generous. I can answer two. Well, I've got a third question. Solomon, at the peak of his reign, made himself available to this person in a manner that would answer every single question that she had. Okay? Now, it wasn't like she was hopping on a jet plane. It wasn't like she could pick up the phone and dial or FaceTime or Skype call or any of that sort of stuff. This would have been a monumental journey. Most of the time, kings didn't go visit, or royalty from one region of the world didn't make the journey to visit royalty of other parts of the world. They would send ambassadors. They would send representatives. They would send diplomatic teams. This queen came herself. And so there was a massive celebration that went on because these two kings were getting together to discuss the things of God. You see, notice it wasn't just the wisdom of how to rule and reign. He was famous concerning the name of the Lord. And so she comes here and she has questions. I believe her questions have to do with what Solomon was famous for. And he was able to answer every single question that she had. And it goes on to say this: there was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her. Now, and here again, it's you can read through this and you can say, well, there wasn't a question that he received that was not too difficult that he was not able to provide an answer. But that's not what it says here. A lot of times people can give answers that will make them feel good about themselves. I was able to provide an answer. But the question is not so much, were you able to utter the words that would address the question? The concern is this: can you explain it to the person with the question in such a way that they walk away with understanding that changes the question of the heart that they had? I tell a lot of stories. I don't just tell stories because they're fun to tell. I try and tell stories in such a manner that it is going to aid the person that's listening in the understanding process so that they walk out not only informed intellectually, but they walk out with an understanding of how that applies to them and to their situation. I have, I guess I would say my goal has been to recommit myself, or maybe elevate the effort that I put into it. But I want to make sure that people are understanding the Word of God. I want to make sure that they, you know, that when they come, it is not just an experience where they say, "Whew, I fulfilled my spiritual ritual." I want to explain it in such a way so that when they walk out the doors, they know that Jesus is not just meant for Sunday morning from 10:30 till 12 whatever, that Jesus is for every single day. That, I really wish I could communicate this in an effective manner. God's looking for faithful people. And faithfulness is something that comes from a great deal of understanding. People don't understand that faithfulness with the small things sets you up to be entrusted with faith with things of a greater nature so that you will be faithful there. If I'm faithful at one level and then I'm entrusted with something else and I'm not faithful there, that doesn't work for me. And so faithfulness, you need to be faithful at home. You need God. You need to be faithful to church. And if you are not faithful, people are going to see that lack of faithfulness. A lot of times people just think that they can drop in and drop out at their convenience and that they're going to thrive. I need to, you know, be able to explain. No, God is looking for people who will be faithful to walk in covenant. And so when you're communicating, do the best that you can. Pray and say, "God, how can I address this in a manner that is going to aid their understanding?" And I pray that you'll be relentless in the pursuit of them understanding. People speak evil about things they don't understand. So we need to be able to explain spiritual truths in a manner that they will not only not speak bad about, but they will actually pursue. So along these lines is a story from a long, long time ago in a land far away when Bob Arthurs was a much younger person, and I was teaching in a country school. It was a Christian school. There was a phenomenal young lady that was in my class. Her mother was a teacher. She was as close to a straight A student as I can remember. She was fast. She was diligent, and she had everything. But she was studying fractions, and fractions can be hard for people to understand, and they were for her. But you see, in the school that we taught, you didn't advance to the next topic until you had shown that you had mastered the previous topic. And she just didn't get fraction. She didn't get it the first time that we went through. She didn't get it the second time that she went through. She didn't get it the third time we went through. Well, now she's got to go back and she's got to start through the process all over again. And she goes through it again. And I'm not succeeding. And so I asked the principal if he could work with her and explain. And I asked other kids in the class if they could help her to understand it. I asked her mother, who was a teacher, if she could help explain it. And all of us were coming up short. She just didn't grasp the concept. But I didn't give up on her. And I prayed and asked God, God, would you give us the strategy that is going to help her to understand? And one day, towards the very end of the school year, all of a sudden, God gave me something to say. I can't even tell you what it was. I don't remember. But this dejected young lady sitting at her desk, struggling with everything she had inside of her just to try to understand so that she could move on to the next adventure. All of a sudden, she was there at her seat, and her head raised and her eyes lit up, and she looked at me not with tears but with a smile, because understanding had come into her mind. And that one moment was absolutely transformational. All of a sudden, all of the failures didn't matter anymore. She flew through the course. She took the test. She got an absolute 100 on the test, because now she had come to understanding. I say the light bulb, the bright idea from Ford light bulb went off in her head. Whatever your questions, God's not looking to keep you in the dark. He's not looking to keep it a mystery. He wants you to understand. Solomon would go on and say, with all of your getting, get understanding. With all of your getting, get understanding. And with all of your giving, give understanding. God bless you. You are a blessing. I pray that you have a great weekend. We will pick this back up on Monday right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.